It's Playhouse 184, a Flush the Format Friday. So, you know, it's Friday. You're probably feeling pretty good. You're going into the weekend. And what better time to maybe just tell us something good? What's something real positive in your life right now that you want to brag about? Maybe it's a work thing, personal thing, just even something where you're like, I just found this new show I'm streaming on TV and I'm just so happy. Whatever the case might be, tell us something good at 237. It's text 35270. Tell us something good. Spread that positivity, Amy Kay.
That's what I was going to say. It's I found a good show to watch. With me being sick, I've just been laying around for the past few days. And Steven and I started watching a show on Hulu called The Bear. And it's about a restaurant, and we're hooked. So last night, I had to say, I'm going to bed. Please do not watch it without me. And he said, when have I done that? I said, don't even get me started. Squid Games. And I started naming off all these shows. And he said, okay, fine. And then he even came to bed with me, and he said, I'm really going to wait for you, because he said, I really like this show, too. So I'm excited, and we're going to watch it tonight again.
He's totally watching it right now.
No, do not say that. He said you can't watch it without me. It's with the guy from Shameless. I don't know his name, but it is so good. It's about a restaurant. It's The Bear on Hulu, and I could have stayed up all night and finished it.
It's like a lot of joy comes to your life when you stumble on something like that and you really enjoy it. The thing is, when it's not one that everybody's watching, you have nobody to talk to like about it. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm also dealing with. The one he won't watch with me, The Resort. That's also really good, too. And I think that one also might be on Hulu. Or that one's on Peacock. I'm not sure. But that one's so good, too. And I don't think a lot of people are watching that. And that's a good one. But yeah, that one, I have to wait every Thursday for it to come out.
What is your tell us something good? 237, it's text 35270. I'm not lonely today. Somebody didn't show up to work for a couple of days.
I
get kind of lonely.
I'm feeling good.
And I thought I might sit here and talk to myself, or I'm going to put in best ofs. I put in best ofs.
Yeah, but look, we're back. Here I am.
Yeah. Well, I was never gone.
That's true.
But I'm not lonely today, so that's a tell me something good. 237, it's text 35270. Tell us something good.
Something going on. I have a new puppy. He is 4 months old. His name is Coco, and I talk way too much about him. He is an absolute doll, and I don't shut up about all the different things you have to do for him because he's kind of a little floofy dog that has to be groomed and pampered and all this stuff. So he's really fun, and I'm actually really enjoying having a new puppy right now. It's been years.
I think there's a lot of people that like get a new puppy and are like, I hate this dog. But it's fun that you had a new puppy, though.
I was going to say, having a new puppy is so much fun because they're so cute, and everybody loves your puppy when you're going for walks or taking them out. Everybody wants to meet them. Then it's just like potty training and things like that. You're like, oh, it's hard, but then you deep down, you love it.
So what we need is a way to have brand new fresh puppies, but they're potty trained. Where's that genetic engineering? How nice would that be?
It would be. I feel like I would like that too for probably babies. If I had a baby, I would like it to come out potty trained.
It just jumps out of, you know, your mom's body and uses kind of Tarzan style, the umbilical cord to swing to the toilet.
Don't worry, I got it. And then they can even flush. That'd be great.
What is your tell us something good? 237, it's text 35270, and we are seeing some good things.
Yeah, somebody said, I have made it to another year. Cheers to 31 today. Going to be the best year yet. Happy birthday. Somebody else said, I got a raise, and it is going in effect next week. I have been waiting a few months for this. And somebody else said, my daughter, who we adopted, is 9 months old today.
Hey, that's fun.
I was going to say, lots of birthdays.
Tell us something good. What's positive with you today? 237, it's text 35270. It's Playhouse 194. Tell us something good.
Yeah, I'm down at the beach this weekend with my family before I move to Colorado. So I don't know. I'm feeling really good right now. The only thing I would say is, my dog is back home right now because I wasn't able to bring her. So that's the only thing that would make this better.
So you're going to enjoy some beach this weekend, but you don't get to enjoy your dog this weekend.
Yeah, but then maybe when you guys are both moving together, I feel like you'll be spending lots of time together.
Yeah, well, now there is that. Tell us something good or something positive going on in your life. 237, it's in plenty. Getting texted to 35270.
Yeah, somebody said, this weekend I'll be spending time with my grandkids, and I'm excited for that. Someone else said, I'm blessed to have found someone I get along with so well, and my kids love him. I love his kids. 9 kids total, and amazingly, we have blended way better than expected. Couldn't be happier. Somebody else said, I'm happy today because I have the day off. And someone else saying, I bought 4 new nail polish polishes last night, and this morning I was able to apply eyeliner without smearing it everywhere. That's a win in my book.
Good opportunity just to brag about something positive going on in your life. Tell us something good.
I am going to go see my niece and nephews next week. So I'm pretty excited about that.
You got to do some traveling, it sounds like.
Yes, I love traveling. I love spending time with them. So,
do they at least live somewhere tropical?
It's Tennessee. It's not too bad. It's tropical now.
Where is that? Or what is that really positive thing you get to deal with right now? 237, it's tanks 35270. Tell us something good, anything good. 652, Flush the Format Friday, Weezer, Beverly Hills, Y94. Where I come from. Good morning, Flush the Format Friday, Y94, doing a round of Tell Us Something Good, just your brag-worthy thing, something positive going on and seeing plenty.
Somebody said, I was out weeding my yard a few nights ago, and the neighbor kids came over and said that they would weed my yard for me. I ended up giving them some treats for being so kind. They did a great job. Someone else saying, I recently started a new job that's been more physically demanding than any job I've had before. Last night I worked a double shift, 6 a.m. to 10:30 p.m., and I survived, and I'm feeling really accomplished and proud of myself. Another person saying, tonight is date night dinner, then we're meeting some friends for some drinks, and it's the first time it's just been the husband and I away from the kids to get some alone time this summer.
And you're tell us something good.
Something positive in my life right now. I just accepted a new job, which is incredible. And I will be traveling a little more internationally. So I'm very excited to travel and to have a new opportunity in my life with work.
That's pretty fun. You know, and some people really love that travel stuff. And that is like a huge selling feature for them because, you know, maybe you're going to places you wouldn't otherwise have been.
I was going to say, the way she's talking about it, I think that it sounds like something she's going to like.
We don't do a lot of travel for this.
No, and I'm kind of happy about that. Every time I travel, I always have some sort of issue.
You know, we see the surrounding area, Barnesville.
Yeah, that's
Detroit
true.
Detroit Lakes.
Hey, Barnesville, Potato Day should be coming up soon.
Oh, we do have a business trip coming up,
yeah,
don't we?
Yeah, we do.
There we go. Then we got a lot, at least. It is a Flush the Format Friday. Your picks all morning and a Friday fill in the blank momentarily. It's the Playhouse.
Throwing it back.